Monday night, Shir and Maseches Nedarim, or the Inyan of Shem B'Shvua. So there's a discussion in the Ran whether or not Shvua needs Shem Hashem. Well, why should it? Why shouldn't it? What does Shvua have to do with Shem Hashem? On the other hand, the other Rabbah, if you look at the Psukim, virtually all the Psukim that talk about a Shvua refer to Shem Hashem very matter-of-factly. So, the Pasuk almost assumes you're using Shem Hashem. Lo Sishavu Bishmi LaShoker, Lo Siso Shem Hashem Elokecha LaShov. There's an assumption that Shem Hashem. So how can you not say Shem Hashem? So, the first thing to realize is the Sifri. I think the Sifri that's brought down by many Rishonim, that like you say, what's a Shvua? A Neder, we said what it is. A Neder, there's a Neder with a capital N, a Neder with a small N, a Neder, a Dibur that says something should be Asur. It's a, why don't you just say, it's not the way people think. You know, we're used to idea that Neder is any Dibur, and any Dibur I have to fulfill. No, Neder is a very narrow, not very narrow, but Neder is a narrow band of Dibur that says something should be Osir on me. It's Chal, it works. And we saw, out of everything, with Atfasa, without Atfasa, with a Chinuch, without a Chinuch, with a Miri, without a Miri, it's an idea that's taken from Hekdesh. At least conceptually, the concept is taken from Hekdesh, where I can make something Osur, I can make something Kadosh, I can be Mafresh it from the world, and Neder is a Dibur that does that. And the Torah Grada expresses that Neder does that by the words Bal Yachel Dvaro, that the words should, a person's words to some degree are sacred and shouldn't be profaned. That's the literal meaning of Bal Yachel Dvaro. Theoretically, it could apply to any words a person says, but it doesn't. It applies to very specifically Nidrei Hekdesh and Nidrei Yisr. So it's a Dibur, a statement. It's words. Maybe it's you need a Din Dibur, as a Lomdish way of expressing it. We saw that in the Ran, Nedu Echad Mishlosha Drachim. We saw it in the Rosh, that Yodus has to be Ki'ilu, you said it. We saw it in the whole discussion of that you need a Dibur, a different language. Is a different language a Lashon? Isn't it a Lashon? Right? So from all that, you need a Dibur. But it's merely a Dibur, so to speak. So what's a Shvua? What's a Shvua? What's the magic of Shvua that, first of all, it's totally universal? I can make a Shvua about the past. I can make a Shvua about the future. I could say it's not necessarily Isser. I could say that I Shvua she'ochal kikar zeh. Now all of a sudden I have to eat it, or I'm over the Isser of Bal Yachel Dvaro. So like, what did I do? Neder, we said, is a Dibur. It's an idea that's taken from Hekdesh. I made something Osir. What's a Shvua? On one hand, it's universal. On the other hand, does it have any limitations? So what are you doing? What magic makes it a Shvua? You say, Lo ochal kikar zeh. So nothing. I mean, Shvua lo ochal kikar zeh. All of a sudden, you're like flying in the heaven. If you don't do it, you're a terrible, terrible person. So you said the word Shvua. Shvua is something, L'chor. It's not just a word. If you say the word Shvua, Lo Achal Kikazeh, then it's heavy. If you just say Lo Achal Kikazeh, it's not so heavy. But if you say, that's silly. Shvua is a thing. Shvua, and we say in English, you place yourself under oath. So in English, they don't know what to do with those words. What does it mean, under oath? Does it mean anything? So we said the Sifri gives us the insight into the whole idea of Shvua, that I'm hooking up with the reality of Hashem's existence. I'm nishba b'chayei hamelech. I'm saying that to whatever degree. Just as Hashem is real and exists, so too, whatever, that's what I'm doing when I'm making a shvua. I'm hooking up whatever my words are with the reality of Hashem.
Does that mean possibly that there would be, not necessarily a conflict, but let's say you made an edit that said, I won't eat this kikar is usher.
Yeah.
Okay? And then later on, you forgot you made an edit, and then you made a shvua, I'm going to eat that kikar.
So the Ran says on Daf Yutes, he discusses that very case. That became a classic case of nishba levatel es hamitzvah. In other words, whether he knew about it or he didn't know about it, it was usur. So now it's like a person saying shvua she'ochal biyom kippurim, or shvua she'ochal chazir, or shvua she'ochal nevela. So yeah, these things clashed. And we learn now from a pasuk in the second parak that shvua levatel es hamitzvah is not chal. It's not chal as a shvua's bitui, but it's ironically a shvua shav. It is a shvua, but it's a shvua shav. He uttered an oath in vain, because since it's not chal, so then okay. If he didn't know about it, maybe it's not in vain, but it is in vain. He just didn't know about it. But that's what. In your scenario, that's what happens. His shvua has become a shvua levatel es hamitzvah. So that's what shvua is. And Hashem's reality is objective. The Rambam explains that that's what it means. Hashem Elokim Emes. Hashem Elokim Emes. The pasuk Emes means he is the only objective reality. Everything else is dependent on his will. It doesn't have objective reality, just subjective reality. It's subject to his will. Hashem is the only thing that's mukhar chametzias. It has to exist by definition. It's not dependent on anything. When I make a shvua, I'm hooking into that. I'm saying that what I'm saying is as real and as true and as it's reality, just as Hashem is reality. That's why it's so terrible if you make a shvua sheker. If you make a shvua shav, it's called a chil Hashem. Lo zishavu b'shmi la sheker v'chilaltem Hashem elokecha, mani Hashem. You talk about olam nizdazal, you see, alosisa. You talk about the Rambam that says it's a mitzvah to swear. If a person is holding on a certain level where Hashem is a presence in his life and he's aware of Hashem and he's a tzaddik, then there's a mitzvah saseh v'shmolti shaveya. Because then by you're affirming Hashem's existence. In other words, a person that swears b'shem Hashem for a purpose, we're not talking about that you swear two and two is four. That's a shvua shav. But if you use it correctly, then adarabba, you're affirming Hashem's existence, because things that are true to you, so that's, it's a mitzvah saseh to swear. That's the Rambam sheet that the Ramban argues. B'shmolti shavei as reshus, not a mitzvah. Okay, none of that. This idea is so true that I showed you a Gemara in Shavuos. The Gemara in Shavuos is one man diomar. The Gemara is looking for the difference between Shavuos Sheker and Shavuos Shav. What's the difference between the two? So the first man diomar says Shav is l'sheovar, and the reason it's called Shav is because from the moment of its utterance it already wasn't true. I said about something in the past, so it wasn't true from the moment I uttered it. So that's Shav. Zero, zilch, zip, nothing, Shav. And it calls a Shavuos Bitui, that's when you're over Sheker. Because Sheker already is like a more edler word. Shav means from its very inception it was nothing. Sheker, now this is what the Gemara says. And the Gemara implies you're not even Bal Yachel. The Gemara implies that. But I said the Rambam, I say only implies, because the Rambam paskins that you are over Bal Yachel and Lo Tishavu Bishmila Sheker. But listen to the Sheker. I said I'm going to do something, or I said I'm not going to do something. And then I made that false by not doing it or by doing it. I turned it into Sheker. To me, that's a tremendous Kiddush. I see there a according to this Mandiyomer, and this is how the Rambam paskins, that maybe you don't even create a chalois by shvur. Maybe. By neder, which is a sechefza, and it's learned out from hekdesh and karbonos, so we know you make a chalois on the chefetz. Shvua, maybe the shvua about the future, at least according to this Mandiyomer, it's like I made a statement about the future. If I violate it, what I did wrong is I made my statement false. As I said, Bashem, like B'chaye Hashem, because that's the idea of Shvua. I won't eat this kikar, and then you turned around and you made that false by eating it. Or I will eat this kikar, and you turned around and you made it false by not eating it. So, according to this Mandiyomer, that's the difference between Shav and Sheker. Shav talks about the past, and Sheker talks about the future. And it's a remarkable pshat that for a Shvuah's Bitui that talks about the future, we're not talking about the future, I will. You're talking about, you know, you're mechayiv yourself to do something. I will get up tomorrow morning. I won't eat this kikar. I will eat this kikar. So that's only meaningful, the Gemara says, because you made your Shvuah into Sheker. You're even allowed, like the Shavu Bishmila Sheker. The other Mandiyomer holds that the difference is, just to complete the thought, because this is more classic how we paskin, you know, the Rambam rather doesn't paskin like that, but the more classic way of saying is that Shvua, you're also over Bal Yachal Devaro, that the Pasuk really is talking about Shvua too, Ishki Yidar Nedel Hashem O Yishova Shvua, Lesser Yisar Al Nafsho, but really Lesser Yisar is Lav Davka by Shvua. Because it's really, even if you say you will do something, you have to do it. Anyway, Shvua is also Bal Yachal Dvaro. And the difference between Shav and Sheker is that Sheker is not obvious and Shav is. And if I make a Shvua that the face, make a Shvua that something happened yesterday. So if it's something that nobody would know about, some people would, some people wouldn't, then my affirmation is not Lashav. I want to convince you that it's true. So I made a shvua. If it turns out it's not true, it's sheker. Shav means it's obvious from the get-go that it's a waste of time. You're not proving anything. I say, you make a shvua that the moon is going to last 25 days this month. Or you make a shvua that, about the past, that President Bush won the election. So that's Shav. Shav could be MS also, as Mar points out. But if it's purposeless and you didn't accomplish anything by the Shvua, no one thought differently, so that's a Shvua Shav. Sheker is when it's not obvious. It just happens to be a lie, so it's Sheker. The future is Bal Yachal Dvara. That's the Gemara says.
Now, whether it's Sheker or Shav, is it based on... Is it based on the truth or the perception of the truth? Let me be a little bit more specific. If somebody testifies that they saw something, in their eyes they saw it, but it didn't really happen that way because of their... Is it really considered a shadur or a sheker?
No. The Gemara says in the Dharam, the Gemara tells the story of two Talmidim that heard a shear. And then they started arguing what the Rebbe said. Because, as soon as they walk away, even though they both heard the same thing, but they both think they heard something else. And they each made a shvua. Shvua d'hochi omar rav. And the other one said, shvua d'hochi omar rav. They made a shvua. So you say, well, one of them made a shvua sheker. Mar says, no. Because it's their perception. Shvua is dependent on your perception. If you really think so, that's why the Rishonim ask an interesting question. By Shvuah Sa'edus, he talks about Shvuah Sa'edus B'Shogeg. You swear you don't know testimony to someone, right? And then if you admit that you lied and you caused them a loss of money, so that's called Shvuah Sa'edus. So it's a parashat Vayikra. The end of Vayikra. It's called Shvuah Sa'edus. So the Gemara talks about it happening B'Shogeg. So Rashi says the case of Shogeg is that he forgot. He saw and he forgot. So the Rishonim asked, that's not, that, but it's then it's Emes. When he makes a Shvuah, that he doesn't know any testimony. So if he forgot, if Rashi's correct, and what Pshat is he forgot, but then his perception is that he doesn't know. He doesn't know. So it's a Shavuos Emes. Forget it. Don't call it a Shavuos Sheker. The Ones or the Shogeg, it's Mamish a Shavuos Emes. Yitaka doesn't know any Eidus. If you put him underneath a brain scan right now, so some Rishonim hold, they talk about the semi-conscious and subconscious. It's not so far. If it would be Mason Lave, if he would think about it, he would recall. He's just lazy. So then it is a Shavuos Sheker. Then you don't say that's his perception. Because if you would dig a little deeper, he would realize the perception is false. You can't go around making up, the moon's made out of green cheese. Okay. What? You don't have to say it's a pshia. You have to say it's enough of it in his consciousness that it's not true that he doesn't know. It might be b'shoge, or even b'ones. So that's called, so the Rishonim say. You see the Rishonim, you get a little insight into the human mind. They say that's not called not knowing. If you would sit down and recall, anyway, that's an interesting discussion in Shavuos Eidus. Getting back to us. No, it could be Sheker too, but it has to be obvious. If I make a Shavuot that 2 plus 2 equals 4, it's a Shavuot Shav. If I make a Shavuot that 2 plus 2 equals 5, it's a Shavuot Shav. In the first case it was Emes, the second case it was Sheker. But they were both obvious. This is the second on the Yomar. Shavuot Sheker, if I say the square root of 2001 is 87. Now, it might be a Shavuot Sheker, but it's not a Shavuot Shav. Maybe to him it's a Shavuot Shav. It's like, that's a puzzle. Okay. So Shavuot is indeed, and this explains all of the Psukim, and I think it very nicely explains how you can have a Shavuot of the future be called a Shavuot Sheker. It's almost like a prediction. I'm saying this will happen, and it's as real as Hashem is real, and then you didn't do it, so it turned out you made a Sheker. So now, what we have to say is that that's the other way. That's so much the intrinsic, inherent makeup and reality of Shavuah that maybe you don't even have to say Shem Hashem. That's, it's borrowed by me, that's the side of the Yishonim that you don't have to say Shem Hashem. Because it's automatic. You made a Shavuah. A Shavuah by definition is you hooking up with Hashem. No, I think the question of whether or not you have to say Shem Hashem, I have a meeting later tonight. Yeah, what do you want? Hello? Yeah. No. Right. I think the question of saying Shem Hashem or not is like a technical question. You have to say it or not. But that is what Shavuah is. You're hooking up with Hashem. And that's why all the Psukim reflect that when they talk about Hashem is a constant presence by Shavuah. Because that's what the Heftz of the Shavuah is. Whether or not you have to utter Shem Hashem is a nice Shiloh to the Min Shiloh. Okay. Let's see the run now. A component from the din of Kino Shavuah Kishavuah, the Ran says, Vosh Amina de Shavuah lo bo yashem. You don't have to say Shem Hashem. De Shavuah lo bo yashem. Elokim Shomar Shavuah o Shavusa Shehi Kinuya Shalom Ochal Kikar Zeh Osum Liyachloi De Masnizim Bechi Yad Maaskinon that he didn't say Shem Hashem. Why? Because the Ran says the other way around. Then even if the word shvuso or shkuko would be a nonsense word, and there would not be a din of kinoi shvuah kishvuah, it would still be a good shvuah. I guess the sentence would make sense, and it would be clear what he's trying to do. So you didn't say the word shvuah, but you said bashem. So what do we care if you said shvuso bashem? But just throw shvus out of here. So you said Hashem shlo chal kikazu. That's chal. Dehi b'shiskres Hashem. My area b'shem kinoi shvua. Typically b'shem askoras Hashem. Afilu below shvua below kinoi havi shvua. For Ryan, but they're reading Parakeet Mambidin, the Lokeus Royal, Loma Galina. That's a whole story. And it had to do with fooling a guy. I won't go into it. But Al Kaponim, the Gemara makes clear that it's a Lush and Shvua, the Lokeus Royal, Loma Galina. You didn't say the word Shvua, you didn't say the word oath, but you said by G-D. You said, Bechaye, you know, Lashem, that's what you mean. So, it's a shvua. Ulukama mlami b'mechilton hamrinon. More kola. Malach ha'olam. Lo to'imna. But oh, if you had to say Shem Hashem, it would defeat the whole purpose. Ulamandi yom ha'kinuyim loshen shabodu heim. Lachi tiknu kinuyim b'shvua. Ki heichid loy loy ma shvua l'Hashem. Ki demuchach b'gemori, you shouldn't get used to saying Shem Hashem. So the whole purpose of the kinui is to avoid Shem Hashem. So how can you say that Shvua requires Shem Hashem? Alma kosher iskir Shvu so kinuya afilu b'lo yaskaras Hashem mahani. Okay. Okay, we'll stop now. I have to stop. It's 5 minutes before Meir, but I have to stop now. Okay, we'll continue with tomorrow. Thank you.